Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment on Laws of Shemitah. We were discussing yesterday permissible types of benefit for Shemitah produce. Again, the first rule is that it has to be a common benefit for that type of item. Secondly, though, it has to be Hanaso B'Yura Shaveh, that the benefit and the consumption come at the same time. So we excluded, for example, using a Shemitah item as fuel in an oven, because the benefit comes after the food is cooked, whereas the consumption comes while everything's still in the oven and this fuel source is being used up. What about the other way around? What about where the benefit comes not after the item is used up, but before the item is used up? Or to say it a little bit stronger, let's say my benefit has no connection whatsoever to the item's consumption. An example being smell. I have a Shemitah item that I want to smell. And let's say it's normal to smell it. So it's not Hanasa B'Yura Shaveh. I derive my benefit from it. It's a fragrant scent. And it's as there as much as it was before I smelled it. Is that okay or is it not okay? So the halach is that's all right. I can derive benefit if it precedes the consumption. I just can't derive benefit if it's after the consumption. Okay. Another very interesting halacha about Shemitah is the language in the Torah is the produce of Shemitah is lachem la'achla, for you to eat, meaning it's a sacred item and it's specifically for Jews to be eaten. So I'm not allowed to give Shemitah food to a non-Jew. It's specifically for us. There is an interesting caveat to that, which is if I have a non-Jew as a guest at my table, I am allowed to give it to them, because the point is it's kind of still under the rubric of my use. But to just give, if I collected some Shemitah oranges and I want to give it to my non-Jewish neighbor as a gift, that would be problematic. Just to go back to the issue we've discussed already, which is that I'm not allowed to throw out Shemitah produce. I have to wait until it's no longer fit for consumption. So you'll see, if you visit Israel this year, particularly later in the year, you'll see that people will have quote-unquote Shemitah boxes. And that's basically that after they're finished eating a Shemitah-type product, they leave it in this box, and essentially they leave it to rot. And so the point is they didn't actively treat it in an unpleasant way. It kind of happened on its own. This goes very, very far. I just want to present the following idea. Let's say a person had a Shemitah food item, and they made a mistake in their kitchen, and they trafed up their food item. They mixed meat and milk and this apple product, that Shemitah, and they're no longer allowed to eat it. So what would you say then? Would you say they could throw that out? So, you would think so. So it's fascinating. The way it's brought down in halacha is as follows. If someone is in violation of meat and milk on a Torah level, which this is beyond the purview of this series, but if someone is in violation of the cooking of meat and milk on the Torah level, then the law is you're not allowed to derive benefit from the product. If you're not allowed to derive benefit from the product, it's on a Torah level, it's hard to say that I shouldn't throw out the Shemitah. I mean, it's worthless. So in such a case, if a person messed up so bad that on a Torah level it was meat and milk, they can throw it out. But let's say they call the rabbi, and the rabbi says, you know what, it's prohibited to eat. But it's only prohibited to eat on a rabbinic level. It wasn't full-scale meat and milk. It was a secondary tier of meat and milk. So then the law would be that it's not prohibited to derive benefit. It's still prohibited to eat, but it would not be prohibited to derive benefit from it. And since it's not prohibited to derive benefit from it, how dare you throw out that Shemitah? So it could be that there's food, Shemitah food, that the rabbi tells you you're not allowed to eat because you trafed up your kitchen for whatever reason. You're still not allowed to throw it in the garbage in certain circumstances. It just shows you how far we go to treat the fruit and produce of Shemitah with great sanctity. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.